We have a third earthquake this morning, this one in the Kermadec, second in the Kermadec. It is a magnitude 8 earthquake northeast of New Zealand near the Kermadec Islands. Now, areas under threat, so the word is threat there, people near the coast in the following areas must move immediately to the nearest high ground out of all tsunami evacuation zones or as far inland as possible. Do not stay at home. This is the east coast of the North Island, from the Bay of Islands to Whangarei, and Matata to Tolaga Bay, including Whakatane and Opotiki, and Great Barrier Island. I repeat, this is a magnitude 8 earthquake northeast of New Zealand near the Kermadec Island regions. It's the second in the Kermadecs this morning, and there is now a tsunami threat in place there for those areas I mentioned.
With us now, John Ristow, back with us indeed this morning, seismologist at GNS Science. John, thank you very much for your time again this morning. We really appreciate it. Ngā mihi for that. So tell us, what is it that this earthquake, or what can you tell us about this very latest magnitude 8 quake in the Kermadecs?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of details right now, other than basically what you said, you know, is magnitude 8 near Raoul Island, so it looks to be a very similar location to the one that we just had a couple hours earlier, the 7.4, and so also this is going to be, again, it's going to be a tsunami threat, but that's being looked at right now to see what it's what the actual threat is going to be to New Zealand.
Okay, what can you tell us about we have the magnitude, but also what can you tell us about the depth of this quake, the type of earthquake that it has been? I know it's very early days for this, though.
Yeah, again, not a whole lot. It looks to be, again, like the same type of earthquake, so on the interface between the two plates, a reverse faulting type earthquake, so the type of earthquake that does produce a tsunami. That's really about all we can say at the moment. We don't have much information right now.
Indeed, I appreciate that we're in these very, you know, early moments after this quake has struck, and you and indeed all the other experts are in a situation where they are assessing the information coming in. Is it fair to say that this is a much more serious threat than has happened with the other two major shakes that have been off the coast of New Zealand this morning?
Potentially. This is all, you know, we still have to see how this all play out. We have to look at the data. We have to analyze it. We have to use the new dart buoy data that we have out to see what the tsunami threat's actually going to be. There's a good chance that there will at least be some type of beach and marine threat for New Zealand, but we'll be in communication with MEMA about that. So best thing to do is to watch out for the advice from MEMA and follow what they say.
Yeah, MEMA, that's the Civil Defence on Twitter and Facebook and that kind of things as well. Just before you go, I don't know if you can answer this question, but when there has been this very big shake, the second big shake in that area off the Kermadecs, how long, if there was to be a tsunami, how long would it take to reach New Zealand?
From there, hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. So basically the tsunami will travel about as fast as a jet plane goes. About an hour and a half or 2 hours from Raoul Island around that time.
Look, thank you very much again for your time this morning. John Ristow, seismologist at GNS Science, on that very latest earthquake that has happened in the Kermadecs off Raoul Island, it sounds like it, and a magnitude 8, pretty serious stuff.